This was his girlfriend.
We're back. We're back.
So one time, she said her stomach was hurting.
Shout out Lonely Boys.
So I took her to the hospital, right? So we're in the hospital room. She takes off her shoes. I start smelling something. I don't say nothing. As soon as we wait about 30 minutes before somebody to come in. As soon as the nurse walks in, what's that smell?
Oh my God.
So I tried to ignore it. I tried to ignore it, but then what she smell? Walked out. When she walked out, it didn't get no better.
Wait, the nurse said, what's that smell?
Yes. Like, the nurse.
Somebody dying?
The nurse. She said, what's that smell? I look at my girl. I don't know. I don't smell nothing. You smell nothing? She, I don't smell nothing.
It was her feet. God,
it was
damn.
Her feet, bruh.
Oh, yeah. I would have broke
I didn't notice it.
That
until
made
I...
you gay?
Huh?
Because he asked you, you're gay, though.
You're
so.
Gay,
bruh. Nah,
how does that happen, bro? A girl's jacking you off for 45 minutes.
Don't get me wrong, nigga. When my first girlfriend, junior year, I had my first girlfriend right after class. Right after school, you go behind the building, I'd finger right there behind the building. You ever sucked on a bitch titty behind the building in school? You ain't lived until you sucked the bitch titty at school, bro.
God, bro.
Oh,
God. On G-O-D. I can't believe it. I
don't
see
G-O-D.
On G-D.
G-D,
bro.
On
G-D. All right, I know I'm not the only one. You finger a girl, you're going to smell it after. Come on. Be real. You got to smell it after.
Nah, the worst one is when you...
You got to hit that like, oh, my nose is. Like, just so you can see what's going on after that.
As soon as you figure, he's got to... You just got to go about your day.
What's the next move?
What's the next move, man? I don't know how this keeps moving.
Somebody close the window? All right, we're gonna get this stew shit, bro. It's getting late.
Yeah.
Did you get your drink too?
Nah. Where's
your... Pussy boy?
What's up, fucker?
You wanna go get the shits or not?
We can get it. We can do another thing. Okay. Alright, I'm just.
You drink that one?
Yeah, I knew you was gonna do that.
Nah.
Welcome to wait for another day.
When, though?
Tomorrow. I'm about to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You'll come tomorrow?
You got the video?
Hey, I'm gonna be over here, yeah.
Let me see.
Alright, give me your number, Lawrence.
Fuck, dude, that was hilarious.
How did you do that?
Let me see.
Real shit, man.
I wish I got that gold. I was distracted. Ask me to sign in again.
Let me see.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
Oh, you 707, bro. Huh? Little Valley Joe, baby.
It's SOB, man.
That's SOB, man.
That's only the...
I know. Mm.
That's me. That was hella funny, bro.
Y'all ain't never took a rhino or like in
I took one on my fucking 23rd birthday, whatever.
You okay. Didn't need it.
I didn't need it. I don't know why we took it, bro. I thought I was need. I didn't need it, but that shit made me feel like I was on crack or something, bro. Like,
for real, bro, don't
I
you
was laying
it?
There, my heart was beating was, hella fast.
It does that to you,
I
bro.
Was sweating
it
hella
was, it yes, was drinking. Bro. It's because he was drinking. That's
but I was drinking, and we're doing drugs and shit, bro. Like,
oh, fuck that.
But I hate it.
Like, bro, like, it was like, it was the worst decision I ever did. I was like, bro.
But I'll just be watching, sitting here watching my favorite YouTuber, which is a boy, by the way, and my dick will just be hard for like 35 minutes, bro. That shit will be hurting.
Fuck, bro?
That shit will hurt. Will be hard hurting, bro. Like,
wait, you watching a dude YouTuber get hard?
No, I didn't ask for it to get hard.
Why would you pop a pill?
I'm telling you, I don't know. And then it sucks because when you pop a pill, I'm popping this pill. I got to do it before I see her. And then when I see her, she don't want to have sex.
I'm much rather.
So I'm just going home with hard dick and looking mad. Mad face.
I'm going home
with mad face. This bitch ain't gonna fuck me, bro. My dick's still hard. I'm on the way home, bro.
All right, tell them about when
so you know, as soon as I go home, I have to deal with it. Couldn't just let it sit there, bro.
You gotta handle waste business.
That pill costs $15. I can't just waste that.
$15.
Yeah, them pills is expensive.
$15.
Got the 70,000 one.
Cause I got the high milligrams where I got the high power.
70,000.
Wait, but why?
I don't know.
You don't. That pill you don't need it, son. You still young, bro.
He got the.
No, actually, at least you tried it. Now you can just scratch that off your list. You don't need that shit no more. I have a partner that likes those, and his dick really can't get hard no more. Just for his bitch, bro.
Oh, I don't get hard for his bitch no more?
And he only gets hard for his bitch.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He has to take a pill. Or he has to be on ecstasy.
Yeah. Ecstasy's the short.
I tried. I had a little phase where I was just going around sucking titties, but I didn't know that I didn't know there could be a musty titty until I sucked one.
And you still sucked it?
I still sucked it. So once you latch onto that bitch, you just can't let go.
Like, bruh. He said I sucked that shit like a leaf. He started off by saying I just went around sucking titties.
Every you nigga had a face. Why was you getting slurped up, nigga?
Let's be real. Every nigga wants some good titty in his life.
Come on, man. Bruh, so you was just, man.
And then you kissed on that bitch fucking ass. What is that? How do you
get
like,
if her titty was out, I probably would have sucked him. I'm not gonna. Oh, I could have put him down.
Yeah,
bro.
You could have.
Nah, that's probably a musty titty. Shit. You gotta watch out for the musty ones.
He's like, I know a musty titty.
I know a musty titty when I see one.
A musty ass titty. Hella BO.
Musty ass titty. Yo,
I know.
Bro, why are you sucking on some titties, bro? You should be getting.
They really should put deodorant. That shit really do get musty because it be hanging. I think it's just the fat bitch titties, man.
Probably.
Probably.
You only fuck for what, fat Mexican bitches? I know it's something about them, right? It'd be
fat,
like
fat Mexican bitches or top of the line black bitch.
And y'all, a fat chubby Mexican bitch with blonde highlights, nigga, that's your favorite.
I know a fat chubby white bitch too. Fat chubby white fat chubby white bitch with her socks off? Oh yes.
There's no white bitches at your school, is there?
I mean, no.
Is there did y'all have white hoes there?
Nah, there was one in his grade, but she
yeah, she wasn't fucking with me though. This bitch had to leave.
You tried?
I tried, man. I did what I could. Exactly.
Good. Lawrence, I'm glad you go to all mine, man. You would have been expelled at a regular school, nigga. Yeah.
Nah, I went to a regular school. They took my car.
Oh, tell him when you got
took your car.
It took my car, bro.
Fucking plant? Oh no, it's not. I'm tripping. All right, go ahead.
Nah, cause I let these niggas. They said they had to take it to church because they boy just got shot or something.
Yeah.
So they had to take it to church. So I said, okay, I got you, my boy. They took it, but then I caught them like after school. They said they picked me up after school. So after school comes,
you let them borrow your car.
Well, I didn't let them borrow it.
They took it.
Lunch came. People were trying to jump me. Like, hey, bro, let me get your keys. I was like, my boy, can you hold it for me? They said, yeah, we gonna hold it, keep it safe. I was like, my man, thank you. So
wait, what the fuck, nigga? Hold on. So you let somebody borrow your keys because these niggas was about to press you for your car?
Yes. No, but nice. They were like, I would hang out with them every day and shit.
Oh.
I thought I could trust these niggas because I would hang out with them and smoke with them and shit. You know? So after
school. And this was in your first high school?
This was junior year.
Vallejo High.
Oh,
you went to Valley Joe High.
Vallejo High. Yeah, they got some hood ass niggas, bro.
For surely, dude.
I didn't know that, though. Because I'm just coming from all mine and I'm used to hanging around these niggas.
I'm used to hanging around these niggas.
So I let him borrow my keys, and then after school, I call him. I'm like, where you at? Oh, he like, oh, the police took the car. But then later that night, he on Snapchat driving the car. So how the police got
he didn't even delete you or anything?
He didn't even delete me or nothing. He's going to drive in my face. You know I added your dumbass.
Damn. Oh, wait, so you still go to Vallejo High right now?
No, I go to OMI now.
Oh, you went back?
Yeah, I had to after that. I ain't got nowhere else to go after that. I'm gonna go back to these military niggas, bro. I can't do this shit. I'd rather go to some military niggas than some hood niggas.
Straight up, bro.
For real, because some hood niggas don't give a fuck, bro. For real.
So, bro, they were pressing you for your car, so they
pressed me and took it.
I would have just not gave him my keys, bro. I would take the ass beat.
I would have shot them.
For real, bro. And then I got robbed for $1,200 trying to buy a car at 10 o'clock at night.
What? Bro, that's just like ass story after story. No, but tell him the complete story. It's because he's doing that Riley shit right now.
Because
every single step of the story is funny as fuck. It's like, oh, you fucked up once, and then he just fucked up again and fucked up again.
All right,
look. So I've been texting this nigga all day on Let Go for Infiniti G35. It was $1,500.
Damn. That sounds too true.
Hell yeah.
So I'm texting. He says clean title, 90,000 miles and everything.
Is it
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm hitting the lottery about to get a good ass car. So I've been texting him all day. He's been at work all day. He tells me he's a. I was on the phone with him. I was like, oh, okay. Well, he sounded like a white dude at first.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm texting him the messages are green, but I'm ignoring it. Right. He must have, oh, he must just have an Android. So he says,
might
yeah.
Have a Galaxy. Huh?
Oh, you're right. That's what I'm assuming.
Metro phone, nigga.
So I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I'm talking to him. He's like, okay, well, I'm at work all day, but I can meet it. I can meet tonight. I'm like, okay. He was like, I can meet around 8. I'm like, okay, cool. So 8 comes. I'm texting him. You still trying to meet? He was like, oh, they hold me. They got me here at work even later. I can meet at about 10 p.m. I was like, sounds good. So 10 o'clock comes. I was actually with Oscar like 10 minutes before I got robbed. It's the craziest thing ever. I'm like, Oscar, bro. Like, what should I do? Because they were going to a party, and then my plan was I was going to drive to go get the car, pull up to the party in the new whip.
No, wait, what?
He drove in one car to pick up a car with just by himself.
Why?
Oh,
you're going to leave it?
No.
You're going to train it?
Wait, did you lose both cars? Did you lose that?
No! No, no, no. Somebody said... You gotta understand. I had covered this with the seller. I had to say, look, I texted him. Look, I'm coming in the car. I'm driving a car, and I'd like to pick up the car. He was like, oh, okay, it's fine. You can just leave your current the car you're coming in here. So we had an agreement.
Was that his house?
I thought it was.
I don't get what he told you. You can leave it.
That's how you.
Why
know
would
you
tell him?
That's how you know.
When he said that, I thought, oh, what a nice guy.
What a good guy.
Yeah, you can be a guy.
That's
here.
How you know you're young, nigga.
So I pull up to that address. He says he's like a middle school. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just here on the corner with my son. I see two hood niggas.
He's like, I'm here with my toddler son.
It's a tall hood nigga, and it's one slightly shorter than.
So it's son.
Yeah, and then so here's my idea. So I pull up, right? I pull up. I get out the car. As soon as I see him, I go up to him. Act like we're friends. Hey, what's up? How's your day going? Hey, what's up, man? I dap both of them up, and then they say, oh, yeah, so runs and drives good. My car's around the corner, so we're just going to take you. We're just going to bust this corner, and it's going to be over there.
Oh, my
cool,
God.
Cool, cool, cool. Sounds good. The whole time walking
on
out.
On a phone? You were on a phone like that?
No, this is we were in person.
Okay.
So, this is after I met up with him. So neither of them had a haircut. It was two hood niggas. The smell was questionable. Okay, so we're walking down the hill, like the school's on the hill. So we're walking down the hill, and he's like, yeah, we're into drives. It's around the corner, though. As soon as we bust this corner, he kept saying that. I don't know. It's like he didn't have anything else to tell me about the car. But as soon as we busted,
there was no car.
But as soon as I met up with him, I dapped him up like it was good, like
stupid.
Like we were all on the same page, like I'm buying, like I'm here to buy this car. We shook hands, it's good, we cool. As soon as I turned that corner, I need it all now, nigga. I was like, nigga, what the fuck? We just had an agreement. We just shook hands, nigga. I thought we was cool, nigga. Nah, we need it all, nigga. I need your shoes too, nigga. My shoes, nigga. These niggas, I had to take off my shoes, bro.
Oh, what shoes were they?
I had some Hirachis on, bro.
Oh,
but
wow.
they
were stinking.
I'm not gonna lie, they were stinking too, though.
He was not wearing socks.
Just like the bitch from earlier. So they said, you know, you can keep those.
One good thing, at least they didn't rob your car, bro.
Nah, but the whole time I'm thinking, these niggas got some nerve. They gonna rob me and talk shit about my shoes, nigga.
You said at least they didn't take the car?
No, they took the car.
Oh, no way.
I'm on the ground. I'm on the ground. He's like, ooh, I'm finna rip this bitch, nigga. I'm like, calm down, calm down. He's like, where the keys at? I'm like, I don't know, sir. I don't know, nigga. I roll over. They right there on my stomach, nigga. This nigga finna shoot me for them keys, bro. He finna shoot me for them keys, man. I roll over, they on my stomach, and this hood ass nigga gonna say, oh, there they is.
Oh, God.
There they go. Hey, Dante, they right there. So they take the keys. They say, all right, count to 100. Don't look back, nigga. I'm on the ground on my knees. 1, 2. I lost so they can hear me. So they
bruh, you sure you want to make the song with these hood niggas from Detroit, bruh?
But because I lived through it, bruh.
You're on the other side of me. These niggas robbing niggas, you getting robbed.
No, but he really gonna tell me to count to 100. 1, 2, 3, you heard? 4. Making sure we're on the same page,
bro. This should be your fucking rap. Your rap song should be about.
You getting robbed, nigga?
It would be hilarious.
Y'all ain't got no stories like that, though?
Nah, bro. Nobody ever pressed me. Fuck that.
He took $1,200.
Even in the town.
He took $1,200 and got a brand new car. Convertible Mustang.
You called the cops?
I mean,
or he robbed
so
your phone.
I had to walk to the. I walked to a liquor store that was nearby. I called the cops. They pulled up, and then I told them what car it was. They told me they let me know. They just never let me know.
Wait, so they stole your? What your parents say about this?
Nothing.
What the fuck, nigga?
Or how did you get that DUI?
You got a Dewey too?
But listen.
Alright, start it off as the beginning too, because every detail is hilarious.
So I'm at the party with this bitch.
I'm at the party. That shit had me.
I'm at the party with the same bitch I couldn't get a heart off. I'm at this party with the same bitch I couldn't even get on off. We drinking, she bring a bottle, I bring a bottle, cause you know I'm living like that, you heard me? So I'm just at the party, I'm dancing with her, flexing on niggas, making out with her in front of them niggas. We sipping on our bottles, bro.
Wait, tell him what she had tattooed.
This is a little disclaimer. She has her ex tattooed on her chest, Francisco. My name is by no means Francisco. So we're at the party, you know. I'm sipping on my alcohol. She's smoking a cigarette, and then
smoking a cig,
man. But one time I was smoking with her in the car, she pulls out some coke. I'm like, whoa. I thought we were just smoking. And then she gonna ask me if I wanted to. And then she gonna ask me if I wanna hit it. No, bitch, I'm cool, bro. I'm cool off that. I said no, bro. Thank you, Jesus. I said no. Cause I was thinking about it, bro.
Wait, so you live in Vallejo, right?
I live in Vallejo, bro. I don't know how I get into these situations, man. It's cause I feel like I'm not familiar with Oakland.
What?
So I just feel like I just found like the.
Your car got robbed twice in Vallejo.
Nigga, Vallejo get down. What the
they
fuck?
They get down too, bro. They not playing out there,
they
bro.
Just but no,
they
just grimy
as Oakland. Not playing.
No, but how did your car get robbed the second time?
What do you mean?
In high school. At school, right?
No, they robbed it two times. It was two times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because the second, look, I'm going to be real. I scammed a nigga at the school.
No, the second time, the same niggas robbed his car.
It was the same niggas, because I thought they was my boys. Cause look, it was in summer school, though.
He thought they were
it was in
it
summer
again.
School. After everything that happened, I'm thinking it's summer school.
Wait, did you ever get your car back?
No.
It got impounded, didn't it, or something like that?
Or them niggas did what they did.
It again.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm at the party. This is how I got to do it. So I'm at the party with the girl. She's smoking a cigarette. I'm sipping my bottle. Things are going good. Life's going well. So I'm just dancing with her. We're chilling. The end of the party comes. So she's in the driver's seat. I'm drunk as fuck in the passenger seat. And her friend's in the back. I'm thinking I'm finna fuck all these bitches. I'm thinking I'm finna fuck every last one of these bitches. But then the bitch in the back say, so what are you gonna take us home? You see, I'm here drunk, right? So then my girlfriend's like, oh, I'll drive. And I was like, okay, baby, you sure? She was like, yeah, I got you, baby. And then I'm like, sounds good. So these bitches drive. I start feeling shit, but then I just close my eyes. And I'm like, you know what? Let me know what you dropped this bitch off. And then so right when she wakes me up, when she drops the bitch off, she's like, babe, I dropped her off. I'm finna go home. I was like, no, you're not. I'm finna fuck the shit out of you, bitch. And then she says, oh, baby, fuck me. So she, cause we're both drunk as fuck. We're just saying shit. So she parks the car. I was kind of uncomfortable how she parked it, because she just parked it so recklessly. It didn't make any sense. But so she parks it. She takes her pants off. She gets on top of me. Our thighs are just rubbing together. I'm making out with her. I'm sucking the titty. I gotta suck that titty. That's what they like. You gotta suck that titty.
Hey, that shit on, right, bro?
You gotta suck that titty.
That shit on?
Yeah.
So I was sucking.
Hey, say that again.
So I was sucking the titty.
You sucking that titty.
I was sucking that titty. You should have sucked that titty. Don't miss it, bro. I was sucking that titty, but I still wasn't getting hard. I don't know what it was. So she just got back in the driver's seat and just kept on driving.
I think you were too blasted,
though. I was way too blasted, bro. That was probably whiskey dick that night. Yeah. I think whiskey dick got me that time. So she drops herself off. While she's dropping herself off, I hear something scraping outside, like on outside of the car, but I just ignore it. So I'm just figuring, I'm drunk as fuck. It could be like a raccoon going to somewhere or something. So I drop her off. I kiss her, make sure to grab the ass one last time before she goes. And when she went inside, I hop in the car. I head towards the freeway. But then the whole time, I hear like the car's basically like dragging. But I just like, you know, once I get on the freeway, it'll be better. Probably to clear up. So I get on the freeway, and then I look in my side mirror, my fucking rim's on the fucking ground. So I'm stuck on the side of the freeway. I call my mom, I call my dad. Why they not answer it? Oh, look at the time, it's 6:30 in the morning. So I decide, maybe can the police, so I'm like, how can I get a ride home right now? Let me just call the police. I called these niggas for a ride home. They gonna give me a DUI? I just wanted a fucking ride, my nigga. I called them as soon as he got here. Look, I just wanna go home. As soon as he got there.
Did he take you to jail?
Nah, he took me down to the station.
How old are you?
I was 17 when I happened.
Oh, that's what I... You really could have gone to jail, though, if you was 18, nigga. If you had to do it. Dude, what did they take that shit? Par 22?
Par 22.
But he wasn't even driving. They didn't even catch him driving.
That's just one of the pods here. Yeah.
But they pulled up, and I wasn't even driving. I was just in the driver's seat. And then the whole time at the station, niggas gonna lie, oh, I wasn't crying. I was crying, nigga. I was crying my ass off, bro. For real, bro. I was like, my mom's gonna kill me, bro.
For real.
My dad pulled up. He started laughing. He just looked at me. He looked at me with that look, bro. Mm-mm-mm. I'm not even worried about this man, bro. But that's a crazy experience, bro. DUI at 17, bro. It's like,
we had a pun and I had a dude yesterday.
It's like God out for me or something, bro. For real, I got robbed.
I mean, like, half of that shit, it sounds like you set yourself up for
exactly.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. You getting robbed by your partners twice, nigga?
I thought I could trust them.
What, nigga? They took your car once. It's good. You don't think he's going to take your car again?
Bro, you should already know. This nigga's name was Man-Man. You should have already known.
Man-Man, he was in the Gutter Boys.
Man-Man.
Man, what
the fuck is that? I got a pilot named Batman.
Man didn't take.
Oh, man, no, it's going that way. Because it just went around.
Oh yep. But Man. So basically, Man didn't take my car. His organization, Gutter Boys, did.
But yeah, man. I don't know who the fuck Gutter Boys is.
Y'all see him beat the fuck out of him for you, man. For real. I do not. We do not fuck with them niggas.
Man.
Man.
Wait. Man, the same word twice. Man.
Oh. It just sounds man when you put it.
Oh, I thought like man.
It was two niggas, man and Peasy.
There's so many Peasy.
I don't know who came up with these gay ass rap names, but
hey, honestly, you know what you should do? You should rap like you should rap about getting robbed and shit, but be really discreet about it. Like, you feel me? All Black did that shit.
He got robbed?
Yeah, by some strippers.
What?
See, that's on some bitches. See, you didn't even heard that song? Got, I forgot what it's called. It's called.
You already know.
I think it's called P's and Q's. He's just talking about how him and Offset Jim hit out the fucking club. And then they got some bitches that come back with them. And Offset Jim fell asleep. And then so he fucked both of them. And then like the middle of the night, them bitches was gone. They were butt-ass naked running out with them niggas Rolex and all their money.
Damn, Rolex to $10,000 at least.
And that the Uber was the boyfriend slash getaway the driver.
So you said all this the Uber right here. It was them just waiting.
Uh-huh. That's why it's called. That's why you gotta be on your P's and Q's, bro.
Be on your P's and Q's.
Especially you, nigga. You in the hood, bro. Come on, bro. You should already know, nigga, to be laced up, bro.
But I wasn't really. But you gotta understand, I was excited to buy that car, bro.
You don't go. Okay, first off, nigga, when you're gonna go meet up with somebody, you don't go by yourself.
You don't bring all your cash with you.
And that too. You don't bring all your cash and you don't go by yourself, nigga. And if you go by yourself, nigga, you better have hammer, nigga, or a fucking knife, nigga.
I had God with me.
What?
I had Jesus with
this
me.
This your fucking mans, bro? What the fuck? This nigga said I had God with me. You had G-O-D with you?
I had the prayer with me.
Christ. How'd that prayer go?
I know. Look, I texted him. I said, well, I'm driving the car there. I don't know how I'm going to take both cars back to my house. He was like, oh, no, you can leave it here. It's good.
How does that make sense,
so he just sounded so genuine and just so genuine. He just sounded like such an honest guy.
I've seen.
Like a down-to-earth dude.
They're like kidnappers and like serial killers probably too, but.
I know, man.
What's your GPA, bro?
My GPA, about 2.5 right now.
Oh, okay. Underachiever, but all right. I thought you were laced up, bruh. I thought you was like at least a 3.0 student. Well, then even at that, there's some niggas that are not street smart. You just not street smart, bruh.
I thought all the hood shit was just like jokes.
No, that shit's real, bruh. Bruh, my partner, we was just in Hayward. My partner said he just hit for like 10, bruh.
What?
He just robbed some nigga for 10.
Huh. What?
Right, nigga? Pussy. How much our partner said he hit for? Like 10, right? Or 20?
And bands and a chain.
And like 3 chains.
What? He just robbed a nigga? See, they just took 1,200 from me.
That ain't shit to you?
I mean, they took my phone, too. I forgot about that shit. And then they gonna post it on offer the next day, man. Like, shit, my phone wasn't good enough for you niggas?
That's a little funny about the shoe shit. That he took them off, you didn't have no socks. He's like, oh, you can keep those.
Oh, he said that to you? That's fucked up,
man. Oh, you can keep those, fam.
Oh, like, man.
That's how you feel it, my nigga.
Put back home, bro.
Yeah, the guns here. Oh, you can keep those.
What? Take them shoes. I'm gonna put them motherfuckers back on.
Shoes, nigga. Hell no, I'm not coming up on my shoes. Fuck off, dog.
I'm like, come on, bro. You just had a gun point to me. But the whole time I was on the ground while he had that gun pointed to me, I'm just thinking of everybody I scammed. I'm just like, I do not regret that shit, man. For real, I don't. Bro.
So that 12 wasn't really yours?
Yeah, it wasn't. Basically. It was money I just took from you.
This nigga really be scamming niggas, huh? Well, I guess that's your karma.
But then Oscar was just telling me that could have all been avoided, though.
It really could have. If your dumbass would have thought, it really could have, bro.
I tell him money is money, but he says he believes in karma for some reason.
It does. I mean, that shit is real.
All that's avoidable.
But you could have had a little, like, minor karma from the shit you did.
Like, he doesn't think, bruh. He sent me a video too of when, cause I wasn't answering. He called me like 16 times, but it's like 4 o'clock. I'm not about to get up and go pick you up. But he sent me a video. He's like, look, there's my tire right there on the ground. Look, I'm stuck on the freeway, nigga. The exit is right there. It says 3/4 of a mile.
Look, my tire's right there, nigga.
Wait, so he called you first?
I caught them, bro. I really caught them.
Me and Austin.
I really caught these niggas, bro.
And then you called the cops, bro. Why didn't y'all niggas answer?
Bro, if Jesus had a number, I would have called him.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck what day of the night it is, nigga. My nigga fucked up. I'm finna go get that nigga, bro. Mama's, bro.
Yeah, I'm too heavy of a sleeper to answer.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I already knew he was sleeping.
Hey, nigga, back then when he was little, he used to sleep over, right, bro? And that nigga's a heavy ass sleeper, bro. I like, look, watch. Look, I just tell my pal, look, watch, nigga. Mwah! Slap the shit out that nigga. What are you even feeling?
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro, you gotta think, bro.
He could've just went.
You can't
off
be
the exit, walked, and then just could've caught.
He was at the 9A exit right there on the 580. He was literally like the exit was.
Nah,
was
still, if y'all niggas could've answered and got, bro, y'all should've did it, bro.
He called a cop.
Yeah, that was fucking retarded.
I should have called him at all.
And they showed up.
No, you fucking. Because if I don't got nobody else to call, though, I'm like, I gotta call these niggas.
You call a tow truck.
Yeah.
But I ain't got no tow truck money. Because look, I forget the car.
It was a little V6. It was a little white.
No,
V6.
Yeah. I didn't
even got more. It's fucked
I didn't care about the car, but look, I figured the cops would take me home and I wouldn't have to pay.
Nah.
A free Uber, basically.
And then when they got
why did you get? Yeah, why did you order an Uber?
I ordered one, but I was on the
you
side.
You know what I would have did?
I ordered a Lyft, and it said it was there, but it wasn't there. I was on the freeway.
You know what I would have did if I was you, nigga? I would have got, yes, I would have ordered an Uber, got home, nigga, and I would have woke up the next day and be like, bruh, somebody stole my car, report that, bam.
But the car wasn't even his name, nothing. That car cannot be traced back to him.
Why?
Because I just got it that day off him. Cause that day he had just got his new car, the one he has now. It was that day he had got his car. So he gave me the Mustang as like a gift.
That man gave you a Mustang for free?
For free.
What a fucking friend.
But then the cops took it that day though.
I see why he's mad at you. So I'm over here trying to understand like why the fuck this nigga didn't answer and picked you up.
Him with a Mustang.
That man.
You did?
No, and that's not the only
thing. Damn, you a real boy for that.
Yeah, fuck that's this nigga. I ain't giving him no fucking Mustang.
Hey, bro, you got a car to give away next time, hit me up, bro. Because yeah. I will not get that shit taken from the cup.
On mama's, bro.
We got share it or something.
Any other goofy ass stories you got, nigga?
It, bro. I made out with this fat bitch 2 weeks ago. I don't know if y'all want to hear about that, bro.
That was this weekend. tell them about the video when you're in Sano when you're making out with that.
Do you have it?
I don't have it. You have it, Telly?
Dude, no, I have it.
Telly got it, bro. Telly got it. So we were in San Jose. Wait, which one are you going to show me?
This dude.
So we're in San Jose,
this
bro.
This dude.
We're in San Jose. We're having a good time. I'm drinking. I got this. I don't know. We're having a good time. We're drinking. This white girl, she had a fat ass, but she was kind of big. So I'm messing with her. And then I made out with her. And then as soon as I'm done making out with her, there's hella shit on my face. I didn't even know it was there. They pointed it out to me.
Looking like the Joker.
I guess it's yes, for real. I'm looking like Krusty the Clown, bro. I don't know what she had on her face, but I didn't sign up for all that shit.
Everyone, why were so many people recording you?
So many people were just recording me like, oh my God, this nigga got cum on his face.
We seen hella videos, and this nigga, right when he cools off, his whole face is white.
And I'm a black nigga, though. I'm not white, but there should be no white nowhere on my face.
His face was all white.
It's
full of makeup.
And how about the guy that?
And then the crazy thing is, this is a party in San Jose, right? I go to school back the following week. By that Friday, everybody in my school seen the video. It's everywhere. Like my
damn,
the first love I figured behind in the back of the school, she seen the video.
But how does it get from San Jose to Vallejo?
I showed one nigga.
At that school, bro. I showed one nigga.
It sounds it's like supposed, it was your fault.
It's supposed to be my boy, though. I'm hanging out with this dude every day.
You got bad friends with
him. I showed. I'm like, look, bro, don't show nobody. I showed him, and then I sent him a picture of all my girl's nudes. She somehow finds out about that. Like, put this
no, one. Tell him about
supposed to be my boy,
the,
though.
The person at Ormai that's just out for you every time you get a girlfriend that sends him a video of when. That's fucked.
You got it. They send your nudes out, bro.
It just be a random account with no name.
I gotta
name
use the
name,
bathroom,
man.
Bro.
Just be a random account.
You got like a stalker, almost?
Oh, God, man.
It
oh,
is, bro.
Whenever they see this nigga with a girlfriend, the next day, she's breaking up with him because they sent him hella videos of him
past
doing,
shit.
Of
past
him doing
shit.
Stupid ass shit. Like what?
Like making out with a fat bitch.
And eating a fucking hot dog you found off the floor. And like
for money or some shit. Like, No, that's just an example, though.
She was there with her baby right there. And he was, she's a single mom. And he was like 17 or 16.
Hey, what is this?
He's 16 and she's right like 20 with a kid at the party. And then he's up making out with her doing shit. And then he's like, she's like, oh, we could go back to my place. He's like, it's good, but she's like, but you ready to be a stepdad?
Yeah.
Yo, where
you at? Right here, at my house.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Okay, where's Aaron?
Right here, I'm looking.
Oh, okay, bye. I know, but you called me. I don't know.
You want to hit this, bro?
Edwin. Alright,
it's
good. Bye.
Yeah, man.
And then
crazy life, bro.
Crazy life, bro.
But yeah. You didn't tell him how much you did it for the hot dog shit.
Like $5.
He really did it for the hot dog. Yeah. But they're about to give you money, so like, yeah.
But they had like $5 each, so I figured it would add up.
He did it for a bag of chips.
And then how about the other thing? The panties.
And then I was walking with my friends, and there was just some panties on the floor. They said, oh, we'll give you some da-da-da-da amount if you just pick it up and just put it in your mouth.
No way.
Bro, he did it.
No way. No,
you
didn't.
I didn't do it. Man.
He did.
Yes. There's video.
He did it. He did this like this, and then just put it on the ground. Bro, he really did.
I washed my mouth.
He did it for some Takis.
Some Takis? What? You brushed
your
teeth with a Takis?
That's fucked. And then so there's a stalker, bro, that just every time. Every time he's kind of up on someone. Right. That's why, though. Why do people just have it out for you?
Right, like, fuck. If I post a girl on social media, it's gonna be over.
Did it happen to Sandra?
She knows somehow.
How?
I think all my girlfriends know. This week.
And then you tell them everything. Like, how does Sandra? I've never met Sandra a day in my life. I go up to her. She's like, knows my name, date of birth. She knows this nigga too.
No, she just does, man.
Like if she was to see him right now, she'd be like, oh, why'd you guys like swimming earlier?
No.
Or Sandra would be like, what you doing? This nigga would pick up his phone and take a picture of you.
I hate that.
What? She was like, what you doing? He picks up his phone, takes a picture of you. Nothing, just chilling watching YouTube videos. Nothing, just chilling watching YouTube videos. Well, Oscar don't be good as Lepe. At his residential.
What do you if like your friend texts you and you're with someone, you don't be like, oh, I'm with this and this or this person, right? You're just like, oh, I'm with my boy, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's the bad
advice? What I do? I'm just with my boy, chill.
I'm with Oscar Dominguez. He's right here at his house. Why do you do that?
Take pictures.
He takes pictures, literally.
He's like, show me your ID.
Move this up any higher, any further.
Alright, this is wrapping up podcast. Alright, we're back. Go.
Well, you got caught up with the fat bitch.
Shout out to that nigga Lonely Boys.
Go, you tell the
story. So, it's a school day. I'm going to Jesse Bethel and Vallejo.
No, it wasn't a school day. It was summer school.
It was summer school. And then, my parents aren't home.
Niggas be like,
my parents aren't home, so I'm thinking, okay, let me just invite a bitch over, because I'm kind of horny. This bitch is not too far. She's, like, around the corner. But we have, like, 14 cameras on where my house is.
That's not a good description of,
on my house, like, my dad installed, like, 14 cameras. There's, like, cameras put around all around the house. But I don't mind it. I just ignore it. So I leave the house. I go pick up the girl. I ask her if she wants something to eat. She's kind of big, you know. But she has a fat ass, but don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. She got a fat ass, bro. So I pick her up. We go to my house. Things are looking good. We go inside. I get a phone call from my mom. I just ignore it. I'm just showing her around the house. I'm downstairs showing her. There's a camera right in the corner, but I'm not paying any attention to it. I'm just showing her old family pictures. She's like, oh, this is you and your baby? I'm like, yes, this is me. Can we go upstairs now, bro? So we go upstairs. I'm like, so what you trying to do? She's like, shit, I'm not trying to do nothing, bro. So you're telling me I'm risking all this shit and I'm not going to be able to fuck? That's what you're telling me? So she's like, yeah. Because I said that to her. I wasn't just thinking it. Because she in my house. It's my time. We're on my time. But you're in my house, we're on my time.
Yeah.
So I get a phone call from my dad. Nigga, you got a girl in my house? I'm like, Dad, please calm down. Dad, please calm down. And then my mom's on the phone. Lawrence, you got a girl in my house? I'm like, Mom, it's just my friend.
You got a conference call?
I'm like, Mom, it's just my friend. No.
This nigga's stupid.
I'm like, Mom, it's just my friend. She hang up just in my face, mid-sentence. And the next thing I know, my brother's outside. Ready to fight.
You?
Yes. So as soon as I see him pull up, he just like a button he has to open my garage. So he opens it. I hear, so you can hear the garage open. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to be right back to the girl because she's just standing in my room. Looking, just standing there. I'm like, I'm going to be right back. I go downstairs. I lock the door. He's down there banging on the door. I'm up here with the fat bitch grabbing the ass and just waiting, man. I'm like, I'm just
put her on the roof.
And then I had to put her on the roof of my room.
Nigga crying.
I put her on the roof. No, because this fat bitch was almost broke my roof, bruh. I put her on the roof, bruh. She just sitting on the roof. She ain't even standing there. She sat down on it. And then I run to the backyard. I'm like, bro, what's your problem, bro? What are you so mad for? And then this nigga chasing me up and down the street trying to fight me, bruh. Can you believe this? Nigga 35 years old fighting a 16-year-old. Yeah, my older brother, man.
Oh, yeah, I would have whooped that ass, too, nigga.
You would have got mad, too?
Nah, but if...
The first thing I said to him, you ain't never done this before, nigga? That's the first thing I said to him. He was like, no, I ain't never done
this. Nah, all right, if we were brothers, if my parents already pressed me to get on your ass, I would have to, bro. So he probably had to, bro.
And then tell him about the time you say, get your old ass up and take me to school.
Boy, that's why I got kicked out, because I wanted to ride to school, to summer school. I got kicked out that summer. Is that hard to believe?
No.
I got kicked out that summer. But, so...
Listen, hold on. This nigga was just telling us how he got robbed by his partner twice.
Yeah, Belil.
Well, you have to go point it to your head right here.
Yeah, for that.
29th?
No, trying to buy the car.
The Vallejo one,
Yeah.
No, but tell him about what happened next. Tell him what happened up leading to why you couldn't drop to school and why you got kicked out the house.
Go ahead. No, it's because my parents wouldn't give me a ride to, my parents are like 60 years old right now. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning and I needed a ride to summer school because if I didn't get a ride that day, I was going to fail. So I said, Dad, can I please get a ride? They say, ask your mom. And then they always do that lazy shit, like, ask your mom, ask your dad. So I asked my mom. She say she not going to give me a ride, so I go and ask my dad. He laying down in bed. And then he like, no, I'm not gonna give you a ride. Take the bus. I'm like, bro, y'all some lazy ass niggas. Straight
you
up.
Said that?
But I was high at the time. I said, y'all some lazy ass niggas. He said, what you call me, nigga? And then he ran in my room trying to fight me. And then next thing I know, I'm outside the house looking for where some place to go.
Tell him why you couldn't drive your car to school.
Cause I was doing some donuts the day before, and one of my tires was like messed up.
No, but then the thing is, I open the trunk, I lift up the thing, you know what I see in the trunk?
What was in the trunk?
My spare tire.
Oh yeah, the spare tire. It was in the trunk, but I'm not no mechanic. I just drive the car.
This nigga drove the car all the way to my house. The fucking wires hit in the back like this. From Vallejo to Berkeley.
Fuck, nigga.
I had to go home, man.
Are you addicted to that?
He was hitting in that the whole Aaron time. Doesn't do that.
That probably was sketchy as fuck, man.
Yeah, what? Bruh, why did they shoot the straps for no... Bruh.
The niggas were so sweet.
We weren't even playing.
I thought they were Norteños.
Nah, they were Norteños.
Why did Miguel tell me Norteño?
He's tripping. Bro, but I told him about
a blue man and blue underwear, nigga. And then he had those like Joker tattoos. You know that's a swing, nigga.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't be. Oh, sometimes.
Bro, no, they were tripping, scary. Bro. We weren't even playing a hype song or anything. This thing is just gonna shoot the strap.
No, bro.
50 didn't
I
even.
I should call me off guard, bro.
Yeah, I'm just right here. I'm
that
right.
That ain't shit. I almost got shot in my head last night. You better tell these niggas, bro.
Bro, so you know the feeling, man.
You better tell this dumbass Jabari was unclipping his shit, and I'm laying right here, and he's right here, right? And he shoots it, bro. It really went off, bro.
Where? Inside?
Inside his house, bro.
His mama was sleeping upstairs.
Bro, and she didn't hear him. That's just a big-ass 4-5,
bro. 4-5, bro. That shit was stupid loud, and his mom didn't wake up.
That nigga almost killed me, bro.
She was right above us.
What?
Wait, how did he...
It's because that nigga was unclipping it, bro. He was just going like this, and then he shot it. He shot it because he thought he didn't have no more bullets in it, and he shot it. And I was like, legitly, bro, from like right here to here, bro.
What was it? The 45.
He was no, all the bullets were coming out, but there was one more left. Yeah, he didn't know.
I'm saying that shit don't work.
And he went like this, pow, and it shot off.
Legitimately could have shot my ass.
You gotta go inside.
No, it's because when you go like this, it's like if the gun is shooting, they're popping out.
Yeah.
So he didn't count the bullets all the way. So he thought the clip was empty, but then he shot it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You're supposed to always check inside the barrel and make sure there's nothing in there, bro.
You're always supposed to check.
But niggas just do this. So the bullets fly out. So
yeah, that's exactly.
So he was like this. He was like.
Yeah, bro.
He was like,
no, no, nigga, to the floor. He went to the floor. He was unclipping, and then he just shot it. My head is legitimately right here, bro, because I'm laying down right here, bro.
You were laying down?
Yes, nigga. So he went, wow, and I was like, oh, shit, bro.
What is this? Nigga, I don't know, bro, because when I got robbed, they seemed to know there was bullets in there, bro. They seemed to know what they were doing, bro. They weren't amateurs with this shit, bro. They had some experience, bro.
There they go.
I've been
here for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. There they.
I've been here for 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. What? I feel bad sometimes for your cup.
So it's gonna get better, man. I'm praying, man. That's why I'm trying to start rapping to change my life, man.
It's good.
For real.
Or just start thinking.
We'll start rapping.
Or that, man. Nigga.
Nah, but he got a DUI too, man.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Nigga.
Tyon?
Yeah. Dumbass. Why?
He just got it 2 days ago.
You niggas got a DUI with speeding. No license, man.
I was speeding.
He doesn't even have a license. I got a license.
You were speeding and you were drunk, huh?
But Lawrence,
I had one shot.
On yourself, nigga.
I blew .05.
Is that bad? No, it's not bad, right?
.08 is the legal limit, but you're not even legal yet, huh?
No, that's why.
If
you blow a .01,
I blew like a 4.0. That's like the first time I got a 4.0.
Come on, bro. This nigga.
I never got a grade
you'd be
that
dead
good.
If you lose, bro.
My GPA ain't never
like
been that high,
man.
cute, bro. You guys will get it off. Are you 18?
I'm 19.
Oh, that's.
Hey, I was 17 though. I was 17 though.
He's good. Once he's 18, his records erase.
I was 17, my boy. And I got a 4.0 on that bitch. I got a good grade on that bitch too.
You
got
passed without studying?
I got an A+ on it. Yes, I'm the study boy, man.
Damn, that's 10 G's, my guy. And no license.
10 G's, free.
No, I got a lawyer.
And a lawyer? Yeah.
Nigga, wait. You got 5 bands for a lawyer?
You're fucked, bro. You're not going to win that, bro. Yeah, a Dewey's a Dewey, bro.
Not for me, though.
Lay your ass down.
Jesus. Hey, you owe a nigga 2,000.
I thought I was fucked.
Who?
Who, bro?
Oh, nobody 2 bands,
nigga. My mama. Oh, so my wait. Soul, nigga. Okay,
here we go. Yo, you owe that one nigga $2,000 for the car. Yeah,
that's the charger. I gave you your charger.
Yeah, don't disconnect mine, bro. There's two. I said I just put my own.
And that's
on
my mama, nigga.
We're in the pool, Usher.
And at the party, why were you doing that? Big cheese, big bands, nigga. I got 10K. Nobody
bought. Hey, that was.
Hey, why was you getting
that? That shit was funny.
Hey, why was this nigga getting?
Why didn't you come?
Oh. It was on Friday.
You got a DUI that day.
That's you said I'm gonna go pick up my. Oh my fucking god!
You say, like, man.
That's like, it's because I was hella late, so I was speeding. And then that's how they stopped me.
Oh, that's what they got you.
That was. God damn it.
He 19 with no license and a DUI now.
No, it's because before the coronavirus shot, my test the next week, but then they closed the DUI.
I got my license.
That sucks. 16, my boy had the same thing. He had the driving one, too. Did you know that one?
It was both. I had both the same day.
That sucks, bro. Well.
You did it to yourself, nigga. Ain't nobody to blame but yourself.
Bitch, that's coronavirus.
Y'all finna get in the pool or what?
I'm waiting on you, my man.
Nah, I ain't finna get back in there, nigga. I already got in. Talk about the niggas I just pulled up.
Yeah, also, you don't got lights in the pool, like, under it?
For surely does. Turn that bitch on, bro.
For real.
Did they tell you about the time it was hella cold and he jumped in the pool?
I wouldn't doubt he's done something like that, bro.
This nigga Oscar said, I'm gonna turn on the heater, turn on the lights.
I really thought that was the heater, bro. I really be thinking that's the heater until I get in that cold ass pool, bro.
You really believe
it? Oh, yeah, bro. I'm thinking, oh, that shit got heating in it.
Bro, you
didn't feel it? You didn't put your toes
just,
in it?
Went right in.
You didn't let it.
I figured
it,
this
with all your clothes.
No, I figured this ain't no pool. It's a hot tub right now.
No, he jumped from the roof in too.
I'm thinking this shit gonna be hot tub temperature.
You thought it was instant? Like instant, he turned it on, it was like, ooh, this
I mean, the lights are on, so it gotta be some warm somehow.
Hey, I have a question for y'all.
What's going on, man?
So at this nigga's graduation party, who was fucking in the laundromat, bro?
Oh, who? One of our friends.
Who was it, Oscar?
Yeah.
And who?
Angel and Candy, or what was her name? Janelle's friend. Dulce.
You seen the whole thing, bro?
Nigga, I was here security in this shit, bro.
If I walked in there on them, I would have just joined them and closed the door.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie on my mama, bro. Hey, Oscar, I'm sorry. I hit for like 120, bro. I'm not lying, bro.
How?
Because I was charging niggas, bro.
He said, bitches, you lives ago.
Yeah.
Niggas,
you were charging me?
Yeah, I was charging, bro. Yo, you know
what I mean? Dumbage.
Some niggas will go through the door, some niggas will go through right there.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, where y'all from? And they'll be like, oh, you from Oakland and shit, right? And some have bitches. The niggas that have bitches, I'll give them like a discount. But niggas, straight niggas, I will count head by head. So these niggas came like 8 deep, right? And I was like, where y'all from? Because this nigga said, ask for the principal. And I asked him for the principal. He was like, nah, bro, I go to Oakland schools, though, bro. I was like, all right. It's 10 a pop, bro, and I'll let y'all niggas in, bro. And them niggas paid it, bro. So I was like, it's good.
Hey, bro, motherfuckers see a party niggas. And you can see if it's lit, bro. Motherfuckers will pay for that shit.
Hell yeah.
They're gonna need to.
I stopped charging after I started getting help because then this nigga and then my cousin came. So I was like, all right, I ain't solo no more. So it's good. Now I can check shit. If I'm about to chunk it, at least I have this nigga and my other cousin. You feel me?
I mean, but if you guys had a cousin, you guys wouldn't take it to your room? You guys don't just take your cousins to your room?
Why are you still talking about y'all?
I don't think that's that bad. I can't just show them.
Oh, no, but the thing is, It's not his real cousin though.
No, it's my cousin, my nigga.
No, it's my cousin. He's trying to help you.
He's like, stop ruining for me.
No, it's my cousin.
Yeah, so you got a cracking that night though, right? You hit everybody just slide. Nigga, I had niggas all the way from like fucking Richmond and shit sliding through, bro. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
To your party. That was me. I posted it.
My little homie knew about that party. He doesn't even fucking know you.
That party was lit. I don't know where all them niggas came from, bro.
It was cracking.
We had niggas getting in the pool and shit.
Yeah, that was lit, bro. Y'all had the mechanical pool and a fucking pool.
Where was I at? I came the last hour.
And we had the superintendent smoking blunts in the back end.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would have fucked her.
Ms. Grill?
Yes.
You're sick,
She has the fattest ass, bro. Like she has the fattest. Bro, if she be seeing me, she be fucking with a nigga, too.
You're sick,
I swear to God,
bro. Like, hey,
I'll fuck her and her,
bro. You on another level,
that,
bro.
That's my English teacher that I told you. Like, what happened?
But Miss Frost, though?
No.
Not even Miss Frost?
She don't give, like, no signs of, like, right. She was
if
bad
if I could go back in time, I would grab Miss
Frost.
What's
that middle school
we had a party. We were right here giving the security guard shots and shit.
Rupert.
See, that's lit. Y'all niggas didn't bring me not one fucking beer. Fuck y'all.
Hey, that was Oscar. They gave Oscar bottles for
We confiscated about, like, 10 bottles that night, nigga.
No, they get... People
didn't we go to another party after?
Yes. My family member.
I know
like,
that nigga stayed here because he was drunk.
Yeah, he went to Jack
when everyone was. That was another day when we went to the party in.
Oakland. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That night was lit.
What's the name?
The first time y'all met my black homie Jabari.
Yeah.
Has he ever been like do shit like that?
That was the first time he went, and then after that, that nigga stayed going to Hottie Pell's, bro.
And then he got a girl too.
Yeah, she's Mexican. This nigga, he hella funny.
We put him on some
y'all
games.
Y'all did.
That's
real,
bro.
But they don't sell off-white mullets anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's the day we got the off-white mullets.
No, that's the day I and Jabari got the off-white mullets. You didn't get them.
The bottle.
No, I think both.
Nah, hell nah. Jabari paid half. I remember.
That shit was like
he didn't rob you, nigga, because if he
did...
No,
but I wasn't tripping.
I would have pressed that nigga.
I wasn't tripping. No, we agreed on it.
Right now is the best time, too, because he almost killed me last night, so he feels hella bad. Not the rest of that shit.
Wait, he was right there pulling it back?
Bro, legitly, he was like this, and my head is legitly right here, bro, and he's going like that.
He pulled it back.
He pulled it back, took out like 3 bullets, nigga, and then he popped it, bro. Just pop it.
If you go like this with the gun, the bullets will pop out of it.
Yeah.
He was unclipping the
he
back.
He did that, and he did like 3 of them, and I guess there was 4 bullets.
Cause that nigga only loads like 3 bullets into his gun.
The last one he thought it was empty. And he was just gonna click it like to fucking load it. He scared the fuck out of himself.
He did. He should have just did it one more time.
There'd be niggas that be shooting at their feet, like.
I seen that.
He
with
instantly
the roulette.
Took his gun and tucked it underneath the couch, hella quick. Man. That shit was so funny. There's a big ass hole in this floor, like this big, for a hollow point.
For real? The nigga that robbed me had a big ass gun too.
No, that's the bullet, a hollow tip.
It's
brown up on top, and
there's no, it just blows up inside. It's like a 9, it explodes on
impact. Okay, nigga.
Okay,
nigga.
Still kill you though. Okay, but you still almost got robbed today.
How?
Some niggas
tried
to set
him
up and steal the
boot
packs.
For real? That nigga dumb.
Hey, Lawrence told y'all he raps, right? What y'all think about him?
Did he tell you how he having some niggas fly out?
You said what?
Did he tell you how he's having some niggas fly out from Chicago?
Yeah, he told me about it. I'm asking y'all how y'all feel about y'all niggas, bro. He can spit or what?
Nah, there's some hating ass niggas.
Oh, there's some hating ass niggas that don't support.
Right, spit a freestyle right now.
Nah, bro.
Ready,
don't?
Yeah, a little cuckoo. I feel like Oscar's the only nigga that supports, but he low-key hates too.
It's
because
I'm not gonna lie to the nigga. Come on.
I feel you.
You can't do that.
What's it, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Lawrence left.
give that man props.
Nigga, nigga. That's my singer, bro.
Like I said, I wouldn't lie to the nigga. Oh.
You know, but I didn't hear him on the track to be like, oh, man.
We finna record tomorrow with this nigga.
You know what? I feel like fucking a bitch right now, bro.
Yeah, like, call right now. You know, hey, you remember him when the strippers came through?
Oh, kissing him on the ass.
I know he was.
He was mad.
He was mad.
He was mad.
I was actually mad.
The nigga was mad off some paid bitches.
He disappeared and went to the. You disappeared and went to the bathroom for 10 minutes.
I was mad. I was crying. I was about to cry. In that I was like, bro, this bitch gonna fuck with me, bro. They just paid this bitch. She's not gonna do her job. Like, damn, bro.
Wait. Why were you mad though?
Because no, she was dancing on. I think it might have been you or my partner that she was dancing on. He hella wanted the black bitch.
It's
because
he told me.
I was like, bro, I gave you money to throw ones at her, bro. Wait, bro. Like, they're getting their dances too, bro. Like,
I thought she was. I thought she was gonna stay with me for the whole night. Just be. Dog, bitch, and just hold me down for that night, bro.
White bitch stink. I
know why did
the white bitch for show stink.
She did not stink like that.
Yeah, she did. That's why I only fucked with the black one.
She really stunk.
Yeah, bro.
It's because she didn't have shit on.
It wasn't that bad. The black bitch had a, like, bro, that shit wasn't even like.
So the only bitch that twerked on me was a stinky one.
That bitch smelled like armpit.
Yeah, she, nigga, not she armpit. She smelled like mud, nigga.
They can't learn.
Hey, she didn't smell like mud, dog. The white bitch didn't smell like mud.
They came through and they kicked off their fucking heels. They got to work.
They got comfortable in that bitch. Like, bitch, put that shit right back on, man. Yeah. That black bitch, I'm like, sister. She was like, no.
She said no,
bro. You know how many times they told me you better get him? I was like, bruh.
They said that?
Lawrence.
It's because you were hella aggressive. You were pulling them bitches like, what the fuck?
You better. I'm like, bruh, she black too, bruh. If you don't let me get a piece of, you don't let me get some of that chocolate.
He was like, black power.
And then what did that one dude's mom say to him?
Oh, yeah. My partner Jabari and mom checked your ass. I felt like that was like you saw a glimpse of your mama. Nigga, like, damn, nigga, all right.
I'm like, get him cold, dog. Why was she mad though? Like, what was I doing?
She just thought you were just hella drunk, bro, and she knows you're hella drunk. That's all. She cool as fuck though. That's our mama. But yeah, pep. We'll see tomorrow how you do. This nigga Oscar.
It's good.
Over
here.
It's good.
And Oscar too.
Yeah, we was gonna slide here, right? We gonna do it here, right?
My Oscar has work tomorrow.
Never. You
work? I work on next week's on Monday.
You work in construction, my nigga?
Yeah, I'm gonna start working.
Damn, well, who, what the fuck's his name?
Rafa. Gotta make this money.
Nigga, you're not getting unemployment?
Huh?
You're not getting unemployment?
No. Wait, for what? I never had a job.
No, you could have still, you could apply for McDonald's.
I don't need that.
Oh, he's not trying to fuck up his taxes.
Yeah, what is unemployment? What is it, like 500 a week or something?
No, it's like 600 every 2 weeks, right? I don't know. I don't got that shit.
Some of my friends get 2 racks.
I'd rather.
Yeah, how much you getting on unemployment, bro, before you got?
2,100.
I didn't even have a job. I was living off the music.
You know Yusuf was mad at you?
He said, this is the shit I be talking about. You posted.
Is it?
They didn't invite him.
But why is he getting mad like a little girl? I told him that too. I told him that.
We got back in the pool.
This shit was falling, my nigga. I was like, I'm paranoid and shit.
Hey, where can
these niggas robbed that nigga?
We never got robbed.
Hey,
nigga.
Where can I get?
Actually, have been. No, you have.
Hold on, where can I get some of those pants? What? That the ones with the zipper that when you zip it up, it just opens up hella big.
What?
The ones, the V, like the V-long ones, but some like...
They open up hella big? Yeah, when I got robbed, they opened my wallet.
All white jeans like that?
No, some the V-longs one you had, yeah. But not V-long, because V-long don't make my size in jeans.
I don't know like, where you can get something brand? Like that,
bro. Bro, let me just buy yours.
Is it like
hell
a cargo
nigga,
material?
They won't fit you.
He wants like cargo pants.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
No, but like you know how Travis Scott and
I know exactly which ones, bro. They look like you know how they're like the boot size.
They're right? Like
they
they're
open
like,
up for the size of the
shoe. They're like slim around the thigh, and then they get hella fucking cut. Like Virgil be wearing them too.
Yeah, I know exactly, nigga. I don't know. I mean, and I can try to find like you some. But I know the V-Lon ones ain't gonna fit you, bro.
I know they don't.
They don't. I know for a fact.
Yeah, no, that's why I checked.
I have them, nigga. It's 2X, but I sag on them. That's the only problem. They don't have a belt thing.
Yeah. I checked. And it's BD.
It's BD.
What the fuck?
BD? Y'all gonna just say it's bad, nigga?
The fat nigga
just say it's bad. It's already short.
Look, alright, let's say it's bad.
It's bad, nigga.
You started before me and I still
finished. I say it's bad. I'm not gonna say it, BD, nigga.
BD. Alright, but yeah, but the ones with like the straps and shit, the little hooks, that's raw. Those are so cool.
You know what you should
bro,
do?
Bro, you told me why people started calling us for the dunks today?
Put you on game. If you find some all-black Jabro jeans, nigga, get those bitches tailored. They'll look raw as fuck. Make them skinny, they'll look sick.
Yeah, are those the ones with the red straps?
Yeah, with plus, the red straps, nigga.
With the plus.
Yeah, yeah. The get the Jabro jeans, nigga. Make them skinny, they're gonna look wet, nigga. Huh?
Pistol.
Oh, does he? I have some. But they're jean, they're like the jean colored ones, and they're orange. I want the all black ones though.
I have the
jean shorts. I don't know how they look on shorts. Is that TJ?
That was
at
the end.
It's fake. That's not TJ.
That's TJ, bro.
That's not him, bro.
And TJ keeps on posting it.
But I'll fight for TJ, bro. For real.
It looks just like you.
I'll fight for TJ, bro.
They did a still image of him. They did a still image of him. And that guy has like a big ass mustache.
That's him, nigga.
And then TJ was in Detroit. He was nowhere near Atlanta.
How the
Atlanta's
fuck is TJX6 fucking verified?
I thought he responded. He did respond. He was reposting, like, no
you
jumper. You should have
texted that nigga
and he was commenting.
Verse.
He was like, who is that nigga?
He gonna scam me, bro.
It's because he knows his crowd, so he's just gonna post it.
Google went on gold already.
He went online. Hey, low key, that nigga is hella funny when he goes live, though, bro.
Shut up, jabroni.
Alright. Fucking Rudy Pooed ass nigga.
My bad, man.
Bro, these, look.
I know exactly what you're talking about, bro.
Those are so raw, and then, like. Some of them are different. They're like the buddies.
Oh, you know what? I know exactly where they sell these, bro. You know Manny's in Hayward. They got these, bro. I don't forgot what brand they're called.
But
I know
the ones
exactly.
With the zipper that you open it up, yes. And it just opens up hella big, but it doesn't fully open up because it's still connected.
He's talking about these, bro. Still out there. You took our freedom. Now we're gonna take yours. All right, fuck you, dude.
Oh my bad. Let me see.
Nah, fuck a dick, man.
I didn't even know you were paying. You
they're like slim cargo.
Yeah.
Yeah, them hoes is hard.
Yeah, this is what you can get so these at Manny's, but Manny's is closed.
And then with some Bapestas, that was so raw. Fuck. That's why I'm gonna get Bapestas with that shit.
Yeah, you wanna be like that, you know, nigga? So what do you guys do in your pastime? Just chill?
Go fuck some bitches.
Where they at?
Why did you put this is the one?
Let's bring bitches to the pool.
Tell that nigga. Tell the owner.
Where's your cat in though, bro?
Bro, she said it's good. We have to pick her up. What?
She said it's good. We have to pick her up.
Can we not get the same retired ass bitches though? All right, bro. You can get your own bitches.
I actually want to be great.
Yeah.
What's
that?
You want to
go to Jack? I actually
want to
go to Jack anyway.
Wait,
what's
Jack?
Huh?
Nigga,
just
we just ate
In and Out.
It's my neighbor in Vallejo. Damn, she got a fat ass booty.
I tried tapping in with her, bro.
She ain't gonna give you no time, nigga.
Did you tell them to lap in when they did?
I don't
know if I can
put my
hair. What about with Kathy? What about the Kathy, the one with the fat ass mole right here?
Nothing happened to her.
You want to scam any niggas?
You made 200
for once?
I make money every day.